When there's troubling times like there are now, and any of us has the wisdom to impart something that can alleviate some of that difficulty, we're compelled to do so by the inward goodness within us. And we should share. It saddens me what we've become. And it's just going to get worse. So we need to share it. Not dogmatically, as some sort of professor, but in gentle action and kindness, the expressions of what we're saying. We need to share each one of us, because we know better. You hear this, you know better. If you're here, you know better. You know, people sometimes come to me and they think that they have this self-dislike, or they're self-abusive. And I'll say to them, you know, were you born that way? You think when you were born, you had that kind of attitude about yourself? No, of course not. Well, then I said, it's conditioned. It's something you've added to yourself that wasn't there at birth. Of course. Then what it takes is how to extinguish it. You just need to know how to extinguish that conditioning. And all conditioning is extinguished through silence, through seeing, but not believing, not investing any longer in it. It's like if you have a rat hitting a gold bar and you take away the reinforcement, which is the feeling of being awful because it's a conditioned belief that actually encourages further gold bar feelings. If you stop hitting it because you're not getting that reward, it goes away. It's extinguished. I don't know if the word is unconditioned or deconditioned. It's extinguished. The conditioning is extinguished. Well, most people can't get to that base of neutrality within themselves because too much of it is in the cells of our body. We believe it to be us. So one way you can do that is to get into those situations where you feel that arise and then start expressing yourself verbally and letting that come out. But not as a reinforcement of what's already there, but as an emptying of the cells release, as it's expressing that inside of ourselves that we hold within our cell body. And you get to the point where it stops. It's, I hate myself, I don't, I did, and then it stops. And in that stopping, the feeling's gone. Because for that moment, it's been extinguished. And if you do that over time, and I'm not talking about years, I'm talking about months, it won't come back. It's not there anymore. Because it's been conditioned in us, it can be extinguished out of us. Another way is to find that stillness within and meet those reactive patterns with that stillness of seeing. When you meet it with the stillness of seeing, there is no reaction to what is being seen, and therefore is extinguished by that stillness. I know those two ways. Okay, so we're going to, I think it's, I'm going to sit. Guided meditation. Okay. So let us establish ourselves in sitting posture. And let us start with relax, observe, and allow. So tune your mind. First, relax. That's the major way to dissipate our self-scolding or our busyness of mind, is just to relax. Don't try to get lit. Don't try to take it away. Don't try to change it. We've already learned that changing just feeds the opposite. You see, you try to change it, you've set a boundary that this is not acceptable. Well, you can't tell your mind it's not acceptable. It doesn't learn that way. It learns by holding the unacceptable until it's extinguished, by not doing anything to it, which reinvests its own energy into itself. Is a whole different way of understanding. When you know you're not who you think you are, and your willpower only accentuates the conditioning that's already there, because it's conditioning, all it can do is insert more conditioning into your mind. It can't take it away. But when you realize who you're not, and you're willing to be still, because that's where who you're not finally arrests itself, is in stillness, then whatever comes up that the mind still brings forth, you don't add or invest any of your thoughts back into the object, and it extinguishes itself. Gone. Not there. Okay, so relaxing is a way of letting the thoughts be as they are, letting the mind be as it is, doesn't matter. Its configuration doesn't matter. Just let it be however it is. That which meets whatever is manifesting is stillness, as long as it's not commenting or investing or scolding or judging. Just let it be. Awareness then sees it without the investment of self. Awareness just holds and relinquishes, lets it die on its own. That's the end of pattern formation. That's the end of conditioning. So let us be very quiet internally. Regardless of what's occurring, relax with it. You can tell whether you're feeding it, because there'll be a slight anxiety about it. Or it'll turn into judgment. Or it'll turn into an emotion that you believe and therefore reinvest into yourself. Just let it go. Just let it be. Observe, quiet observation that doesn't come from you. It's fundamental to you, but doesn't, it's not self-generated. That's a very hard one to learn, but a necessary learning, necessary wisdom that we have to have, or we'll keep pushing ourselves forward to make it happen. And when you do that, you push your conditioning forward to recondition your mind. It adds to the trauma, the traffic, and the noise. So you leave yourself out of it. You don't step into the fray with your will. And now we're going to relax, observe, and allow. We're going to take a look at one of our boundaries, just very gently. We're not going to scold it. We're not going to opinionate it. We're just simply going to feel it, the skin boundary. Just feel what the skin sensations are. Simple seeing, simply being with the skin boundary. And I will ask questions, the neti neti, and you can get a sense of how we invest in the issue. Does the skin indicate a boundary of inside and outside? What is me and not me? Is that what it, just feel the skin sensation of skin. We have learned to call that a boundary between inside and outside. But what is it as an experience? Is it a misinterpreted experience? I mean, we've just assumed it. And then our perceptions have formed around that idea. Perceptions come from belief. We form our perceptions out of what we intrinsically believe. So it's an idea that leads to the sense of boundary formation. Now, perhaps we have been mistaken. Maybe it's a mistaken investment, a mistaken idea about what that sensation holds. A sensation is just a sensation. How can it hold anything? Just a sensation. It's leaking. It's not airtight. Feel it. It's like, how could that be a boundary? Not what we believe it to be, but what is the actual experience of it? See how easily we go back to the mind for definition, which is an idea we learned. It's created by the whole of the human consciousness, not just yours. It's held fast as a belief within the human strata. It doesn't make it true. That's what I mean by standing on your own two feet. You're going to be looking at humanity and their definitions. And we stand on our own two feet. That is the awakened experience. Now just let the boundary float. Let it float free. Now bring your attention to the sights and sounds of the what we would call the outside, and let them merge with what we call the inside. Different sensations that we all have definitions for each one. Oh, that's my blood. That's my heart beating. That's my pulse. Forget that. Just different sensations. Boundaryless sensation. Watch the mind. It will come with its authority. Don't listen to the authority of the mind. It's just more conceptual belief. You can see how this could create a lot of disorientation if you don't have the stability of your wisdom backing it up. Wisdom knows. But we've been servants of the mind. We go to the mind to find out what's true. And that's relative and conceptual. Now you can get a sense of it, of how it moves. That there isn't any boundary. And perhaps you can feel an awakening of the heart, which moves in wholeness, but is obstructed and partial when it's partial. Just a feeling of delight, a feeling of love, of kindness. Unconditioned kindness, not mental kindness. And if wisdom is activated, you know the organism is completely safe. Not a question. You know that psychically you're completely safe, even though you're encompassing ideas that you haven't held before. You know it. You feel it. You feel the stability of truth and not the wavering of belief in conditions. Now we're on the journey out of ourselves. Not physically out of ourselves. Redefining what we were means we're out of ourselves. Out of our invested beliefs in ourselves. Not literally out of ourselves. Just need to catch a glimpse. And the whole thing changes forever. One glimpse, wisdom knows, that's it. It's done. never to be fooled for long. Tenderness, tenderness. When the dam erupts, when the dam breaks, tenderness fills. Compassion, empathy. And your life becomes a service to those emotions, to those feelings, to those truths. Try another boundary. Take yourself out of this and listen passively if any of these are too startling or disorienting to you. Let's take the sense of your self location. Don't be clever and say there isn't one when you feel there is. Just get a sense of it as a sensation. That's all it can be interpreted as. Sense of you, the sense of you is a sensation. And now from the sense of you, where are you in relationship to the mind that's thinking or believing or feeling or emoting? Are those happening to you, or are you a part of that mental process? Have you taken yourself out of the mind, separating yourself from it, and having a mental experience? Or are you a mental experience within the mind itself, the sense of you? How could you be out of the mind? There's nothing but the mind. So if you put yourself in the middle of it as a mental experience, those sensations are a part of that experience of mind. Now you can deal with you, the sense of you as a mental experience, the way you deal with a thought or an emotion that comes up as a random concept. If you're outside of it, boundaried from the mind, then you stay separate from all of that. Where the mind is happening to you rather than you being a part of it. But you are a part of it. There's no you outside of the mind, and the you in the mind is simply a mental experience of yourself, an idea, a thought, an emotion linked together by an ongoing narrative of self. See it immediately, there's a line that you've joined. And before there is a partition from you and the mind. But when you bring them in alignment, you line them up, it changes everything. So all the things you've been calling yourself as being outside of, you're now intrinsic to. You deal with yourself very differently as a mental experience than as an outside entity. This is wisdom. And it's unshakable once you know where you belong. The only thing you cannot compel to be in a mental experience is stillness, is awareness, which is stillness. Awareness holds and highlights everything, but itself is not a part of anything. So once you've aligned yourself within the mind, then awareness has a chance to see the whole of you. Don't get frustrated or disturbed if you're unable to do this. Don't worry. Don't do that to yourself. I have to say this over and over again because our propensity is to do just the opposite. There's something wrong with me. How come I can't? Don't do that. This is wisdom speaking. Once you're aligned as a mental phenomenon, you can be quiet with it. It's not anything but the mind. It's more chatter. You're a chatter. You, the sense of you, is chatter. Misinterpreted. And now you can be quiet with it. Doesn't matter. It's nothing but chatter. Because you've aligned yourself in perfect order without a boundary of separation, it doesn't matter. You want to be in peace. You want the joy of being complete, no longer fractured. How are you going to get there? By releasing the chatter and the sense of incompleteness, or by working diligently and effortlessly to get over the feeling? Which one? That's what we have left at our dispense. To leave it alone and let that which is left alone come back into its own sense of completion on its own, which it will do if it's not continually being fractured, or to fight to overcome that fracture. Those will be your options for the remaining of your days here on earth, spiritually. create another boundary to get rid of the last boundary, and then working towards getting rid of the next boundary by establishing a new boundary. We're surrendering the boundaries themselves as unneeded. Can you feel the deepening quiet? Is your tendency to go back as quickly as possible to the noise and re-identify yourself? Because noise does that. You can't sustain your separation in quietude. You can't do it. It needs your noise. Okay, all, we're going to have a break until 3:45. But I would suggest going outside or doing something which allows that spacious quiet to be in place. Okay. See you soon.